due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
It only takes one RKO to get to Viperville. No enhancement needed.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Lita of the World Wrestling Entertainment, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. And whenever I'm in Rochester, I make sure I feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 30th. A couple holidays today. It's National Cheesecake Day.
Cheesecake.
Father-in-law Day and International Day of Friendship. And I'm celebrating that with my friends here today in the studio. But there are no birthdays today, so before I introduce the people, I'll let you know that the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire at Culver. Join us tonight. That's right, tonight, July 30th, that's tonight, for UFC 201 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and at Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. That's but Salvatore's Garage Door is 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time, main event, welterweight champion Robbie Lawler. I don't know why I wrote Bobby, it's Robbie Lawler, battles Tyron Woodley, and we'll be hosting prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight, Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon. No cover charge for either, so if you're near Scottsville, go to the saloon. If you're up here in Irondequoit or north of the Rochester, come on out to Salvatore's at the Garage Door and join us tonight for UFC 201. We're going to be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door on August 21st for WWE SummerSlam. Come on out. There's never a cover for WWE pay-per-views at Salvatore's. It starts at 8 p.m. We'll have a lot of fun. I promise you that. Come on out and join us. Got lots of fun, lots of great deals, and you know, it's more than just pizza and wings. There's a full menu there. You can get anything you want. Sandwiches. You can get, you know, salads. That's usually what I get. Don't let anyone know that I eat salads there. But also pizza and wings too. It's a great time to have. Go watch with all your wrestling friends. Come on out to Salvatore's at the Garage Door, August 21st to watch WWE SummerSlam. Interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few proud Rock City Roller Derby. And well, welcome back. I missed the show last week. I missed you guys intensely. I did call and give Matt Winthrop quite the earful when he put me on the air last week. I don't know if you remember that.
It was a good time.
I am the cash man. I'm the host of the show. I'm here with Danger Boy, who's running the Twitter as well as everything else on the computer over there, right?
Did you almost call me DC?
No, I didn't. The Danger Boy. No, I wouldn't. I usually see DC sitting in that seat across from me, but Danger Boy is in charge of all that stuff today. So if you want to tweet at him, tweet at us, or you want to text us. Actually, if you're shy and you don't want to call, but you want to send us a text message, you can text us at 222-12A, of course. And we're also joined by Apex Predator.
Heyo.
And I'm not talking Randy Orton. I'm talking about Rock City Roller Derby's Apex Predator. And eventually, someday, if WWE ever figures it out, they'll make you change the name.
I mean, probably. Or pay for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's see. You make nothing from roller derby, so you... No.
I will give them 100% of what I make to play roller derby.
You know what? You can spell Apex, APYX, and you can say, hey,
it's totally different.
Yeah. You can change the spelling of it. You know, that's what they do. You know, honestly.
With two A's, Predator.
Yeah, Predator. No, but Apex. Yeah, you can do, who knows? You can do anything you want. But welcome to the show. We're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling. I had a big week this past week with SmackDown being in Buffalo and Raw being wherever Raw was, but Raw this week starts the split brands. Some thoughts on SmackDown versus Raw, Danger Boy. Thoughts on what do you think happened? I mean, do you get a good feel for what's going to happen with these brands now, or is
I don't know if it's necessarily a good feel for what's going to happen with the brands, but they definitely, especially Monday, stepped out and did something people didn't expect. By, you know, first night on the brand, Finn Balor's all of a sudden a number one, you know, one of the number one contenders for the new Universal title. Everyone had a feeling they're going to go with a new title for whichever brand did not come out of the pay-per-view with it.
And that would be the Universal title.
Yes.
You know, is that, like, cheesy? I mean, calling something the Universal title? Why don't they just go back to the WWE Championship and the WWE World Wrestling... All right, what was it? The Heavyweight
title. The WWE title and the Heavyweight title.
Yeah, the Heavyweight title. Why don't
the
they
big
just,
gold belt.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people say, well, you know, Universal owns the USA that they're on, so maybe...
They probably didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
That would give them way too much credit.
You give them too much credit there by calling it the Universal.
I mean, they probably literally like, what's bigger said than the world? It's for the WWE Universe, so here it is. Yeah. That's as far as they thought.
Maybe we should have asked Mick Foley. He's in town today. Hey, Mick, you out there? Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. We want to know this, Mick. I mean, he was in town yesterday, last night, and I think he's still in town this weekend. This is usually his family reunion weekend where he spends the weekend here. So, you know, just throwing that out there. He did eat with, got to eat with a bunch of listeners of the, you know, whoever won the contest, whoever that may be, at Bathtub Billy's yesterday.
I did not win.
You did not win. Did you go?
No, I worked instead.
Did you, Danger Boy?
I did not go because they were putting up, despite not ever claiming you needed a reservation, they were putting up on Thursday night. If you didn't have a reservation, chances are you weren't getting into the place.
Okay.
So, I did see who the winners were, and people were posting afterwards, like, I hope I win. It's like, they've already announced them. So they weren't, like, they did it kind of discreetly when they had the names up there. You couldn't, unless you were following intently, you didn't really know who won. But congratulations to those who did win. And if you are listening and want to call in and explain, or, you know, tell us what a good time you had with Mick, or if something was awry or whatnot, usually Mick's a good time.
I saw the pictures and it looked very Mick-ish. You know, Mick was there.
Mick-ish.
Yeah, you know, and he was, I mean, he was at the game last night.
My son met him there last night.
I was gonna say the
8 millionth time.
The game was on local Time Warner Channel 26 last night. So I thought maybe if they were going to do something with him, they may have done it in the pregame. I didn't see it though. You know, busy. So, nevertheless, he was there last night. If anybody had a close encounter with Mick Foley, give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. I always like these close encounter calls. They're a lot of fun, aren't they? But, so, yeah, so they named the new title.
So they named the new title.
We kind of meandered off that topic.
Yes,
for
we got Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins.
Folks, what do you think of Finn Balor besides being an Adonis? I mean, the guy looks like, you know, a model. I mean, he does with the,
well,
you know.
You took my thoughts.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could play the xylophones on his ribs, okay? Because, you know, he's got that six pack there and everything, you know. Do-do-do-do-do. You know, he could play it right, you know, and get some mallets. You can
He's
play
a very good male specimen.
Yeah, see, and he actually...
And you guys haven't even seen the good stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Wait till he shows up at SummerSlam, because I'm sure he'll be in full demon mode.
Oh yeah, that's...
Yeah, they're not going to do that just for a TV show.
They're going to do it for pay-per-views, like they were doing with any of the takeovers.
So is that a surprise to you, Danger Boy, that they let him go to the...
That they let him not only go to the finals of it, and, you know, the fact he went to the finals of it is one thing, but the fact that he pinned clean Roman Reigns, you know, everyone's like, oh, he's going to be, you know, punished for the fact that he tested positive while WWE champion and had to have a 30-day suspension. But still, we're talking 190-pound, you know, Finn Balor beat Roman Reigns, their biggest, you know, face on Raw, clean in a match with no interference, nothing like that, and kicked out of the Superman punch.
Yeah, and you know what that obviously means is Roman Reigns is getting knocked down the ladder a little bit.
At least for the time being.
Yeah, I mean, well, he did win the chance to go to that last match. Yes, he did that, but it's just a sign that he's getting knocked down the ladder. You know, there's some news that came out this week that I really want to talk about later about Brock Lesnar and working for the WWE and kind of what he's been going through with the UFC. And we'll talk about that later, but right now we've got a call. And if you guys want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. This is Tim from Hilton. What's up, Tim?
Hey, much, guys. I did go to Mick Foley at the Red Wings game last. Well, I didn't go, but my fiance went and got his autograph a few times. So it was very, very a fun time with him.
She got it a few times. Was there not a lot of people there, so she could get back in line and get another one?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of people, but the security said that she could go back in line again, so she went back and got a couple more. So
I want to, did she say anything to him, or she just said, no, you know, just got an autograph?
I think she said something. I don't know. I can't remember what, but, anyways, did you guys watch SmackDown? Did you guys see the Pain Clinic live on SmackDown?
Oh, we did. We did. You got in a very nice position there. Was it when all the wrestlers were in the ring?
It was right before the first commercial break that came on. It was a nice shot of it right there. It was like, and then I got on a few times during the Diva segment with it.
Tim, what'd you think of the SmackDown show in Buffalo?
I thought it was decent. I was very surprised to see Dolph Ziggler win out of everybody in the match. The Diva segment was decent.
When Eva Marie came out at the very end, didn't it make you want to throw up? I mean, come on. It was
definitely looked like they want to push her.
Well, I mean, she's the last one to come out, and she had her own like a voice introduction into her, and you know, pre-recorded stuff. I actually hated that, you know, watching that on TV as they were one-upping each other, as you know. Yeah.
Everyone was just booing. The second her music hit.
I thought that was terrible. It's like, yeah, whatever. But
yeah, I mean, the match though was great. Natalya and Becky was good. You know, Dolph winning though was by far the biggest. I mean, everybody was going crazy near me. I was just. There was a girl right behind me that had a doll, that had a perfect doll sign that said, "It's Dolph's time to shine." So she got on camera with that one.
That's cool. Yeah, actually, it's cool. And I like Dolph a lot. And I think he's a good hand at putting over people. And that's probably, I think, what will happen. But I think that I think the biggest pop of the night, I could tell from watching from home, was when actually Daniel Bryan came out. Because it seemed like that place just exploded when he came out.
Yeah. That was pretty decent, too. But, I mean, Dolph winning, I don't know.
See,
that would just seem bigger to me.
Dolph winning just tells me that Dolph is going to have a change of attitude very shortly.
Oh.
They set it up with his interview beforehand where he said, you know, I got lost in a mix. I was doing these things. Now I'm going to do what I do. And that usually means I'm going to do whatever it takes to win.
As long as somebody, right. As long as somebody's not coming out yelling "excuse me" before they introduce
them. Oh, that would be great.
No.
Well, as it stands right now, it is face against face, so figure someone's got to probably turn heel here soon.
Well, you know, it depends on how. I mean, this is just their first match for this brand. So, I mean, there's a lot more people to be added to both sides of these brands, because there's a lot of people. I mean, what about the Heath Slater segment when you're out there? I mean, the people actually, first of all, besides the fact that Shane McMahon called Rhino the next big acquisition or whatever, the game changing acquisition, the people go nuts when he popped out of the crowd. And
they were not really a lot, but I mean, I was going crazy because I really like Rhino. He did something for my friends a long time ago that really kind of moved me. So he actually sent my friend's daughter a birthday card in the mail when it was her birthday. And it was a very, very cool thing to do, you know.
That's cool. That's cool. I get stuff from Santa Claus like that, so, you know. But but seriously, I mean, we've had him on the show a bunch of times. I love Rhino. He's just a nice guy on the air.
Yeah.
He was calling us as he was going across the border last time, and he's like, yeah. I gotta get off the phone, or we're coming up to the. But he was just, you know, I think he's coming back. You know, I'm not sure exactly what his deal is with WWE right now. I know that he was down in NXT for quite a while.
The rumor is he's going to tag up with the former and probably soon again Curtis Hawkins.
Oh yeah, that's right. Brian Myers.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to be. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, no, I was just listening to you guys. But, I mean, the Heath Slater segment was decent. I was expecting a match. You know, there was a local wrestler in the ring, and then all of a sudden people didn't seem to realize how funny he jumped the barricade and out comes Slater. And, by the way, someone in front of the line yesterday had a signed Heath Slater sign for Mick Foley to have him pose in front of the camera with, so...
Oh, really?
He did say something about that he is a good acquisition. Maybe we'll see him on Raw. So
yeah, okay. Whatever the writers put him, I think he's a SmackDown wrestler, because that's where he's the only place he showed up so far. So
yeah, it's true.
He actually got a pretty good pop when he came out from barricades.
Oh, everyone loves Heath Slater. So when he went through the list of groups that he was a part of, and people were like, you know, talking about the the one man band.
You know, with one replacement, they can soon have the three man band again.
That's right.
Because that's true.
He mentioned being on the Core at the show. I don't remember Heath Slater ever being on the Core.
Yeah, he will. So right after the Core was the what happened to what was it again?
Nexus.
Yeah, Nexus converted to the Core when Barrett took over, kind of. But I thought he was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the Core was just Barrett and Justin Gabriel.
No, it was the guys that were left. It was the guys that were left over from the Nexus that didn't get fired or hurt. So there's a few of them left. But Tim, man, thanks so much for the call, brother.
No problem. Don't forget to check out November 14th. Raw in Buffalo also, and maybe we'll see the Pain Clinic again.
That's right. Actually, tickets are on sale right now, I believe.
Yeah, they got a pre-sale going on, yep.
So, very cool. Thanks, Tim.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, take it easy. All right, 222-1280, StarTool is the number. Very cool. Yes, we did see the Pain Clinic sign. Always very appreciative of when Tim goes out there and does that. And anybody else who wants to definitely make one and put it out there. I wouldn't mind seeing a T-shirt out there, too.
No.
I mean, I would have worn my T-shirt if I had one.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, if you got some, I got some in my car. I'm not that I want people come to break into my car and take my T-shirts, but no. So 222-1280. Sorry, we got to go to break right now. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want you folks out there to think about this as we go to break. Brock Lesnar failed two different drugs in his system for the UFC 200 he was in. And he hasn't been punished by them yet, but there's a lot of people calling for him to lose a lot. He made $2.5 million for that fight. A lot of people are calling for him to lose a lot of that money. WWE had a statement out this past week where they said, you know what? He's a part-time wrestler, so he doesn't adhere to the wellness policy. What do you guys think about him not, and does that make it fair for the guys who just got suspended because they failed the wellness policy? But this guy who makes like eight times as much as they do doesn't get tested because he's a part-time guy. We'll talk about that on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. I'm a Mack truck. Don't get run over.
We some country boys working overtime, boys. Kings of the South. However, let's talk about what happened last night at Battleground in the triple threat main event match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. When Roman Reigns lost it for all of us. That's right. Now the WWE World Heavyweight Champion is on SmackDown Live, my brother's show.
And it doesn't matter who gets in my way. I'm going to crush him. I'm going to squash him. I'm going to hit him with a game breaker. Bang! Moose. Moose.
Hey.
When you're streaming song after song, Verizon's got your back. With the new Verizon plan, you get 30% more data. That's more music for your workout playlist and more control. No surprise overages when you choose safety mode, and you keep the data you don't use with carryover data. All on America's best network. Why settle when you can have everything? You may even start using your workout playlist to work out. Switch to Verizon today.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The Red Wings continue to chase down a playoff spot as they host the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Red Wings pregame begins at 6:45 tonight on the one and only Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
You know, Miz, you said perfect woman. Maurice, you're basically married to Han Solo. What's it like being Princess Leia?
Well, my reality is better than anyone else's dream because I get to wake up every day with you.
I only have a handful of people that I care about. My beautiful wife, Rebecca. My son, Maxwell. Senor Benjamin. And my devotees. There is one man I used to care about until that traitor betrayed me. And he is my obsolete mule. And I want him in this ring right now. Brother Nero, I am summoning you.
This is Madison Rain, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Little Cass and Enzo. How you doing? Hey, welcome back to the show. Let me tell you that tonight we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 201. 201, that's right. Man, I wish they would change those names eventually. Just give it like a theme or something. But 201, UFC 201 tonight. Starts at 10 p.m. I'm sure that we'll be watching the prelims starting at 8 there. But come on out to Salvatore's at the garage door. Salvatore's Saloon, no cover charge for either place. Come out and watch UFC action tonight. Main event, Robbie Lawler battles Tyron Woodley. And there's lots of great fights tonight hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door and Salvatore's Saloon, UFC 201. And we're back on the Pain Clinic. And I threw out there a little... I know I'm a little slanted. I think it's completely unfair. I'll throw it out there right now. Brock Lesnar is not subjected to the wellness policy because he's a part-time wrestler. But like I said, he makes six times as much, 10 times as much as even the guys who are out there who are getting tested all the time. Thoughts on this danger boy? Is this a two-sided? Does it make people now want to become a part-time wrestler with WWE and so they can go on and do all their whatever they do's? You know,
well, it's a complete slap in the face to the full-time wrestlers who have to stay clean, or the ones who have been popped for something and did their time. It's also a slap in the face to anyone who thought the wellness policy wasn't a sham. Because they put the wellness policy in after he who should not be named had his little incident, and also
Eddie Guerrero passing.
Eddie
Guerrero passing really started the whole ball rolling, because they wanted to start looking at people's physical health too.
Yes,
and Eddie wasn't on anything when he passed away, but the damage to his heart is really what happened from using all the roids and whatever.
For a while, it looked like it was legit. I mean, they had just popped Roman Reigns, their champion, but then
they made him look like an idiot on TV. Yes. But they threw him to the wolves, as I say.
I mean, and they're putting out their Randy Orton saying stuff and putting little snide comments here and there. And if it was anyone but Randy Orton or one of the senior guys there, I would think they would probably die for real when Brock shows up on Monday. But
Well, it's the truth. I mean, can you fight the truth?
No.
Truth is out there. Just ask the X-Files.
It's still Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, true.
And apparently an enhanced Brock Lesnar, so that's even scarier.
Something like that. But, I mean, yes, I would not want to be...
No.
I would not want him to get mad at me. And I'm sure, but they brought up his dirty laundry on the pay-per-view. That's why I started the show with.
Yep.
So that was brought up on the pay-per-view, And like I said, and I'll say it again one more time, the truth is out there. if he is going to get away with,
does this mean that Triple H doesn't have to adhere to the wellness policy?
Apparently not.
Does this mean that in the near future, when John Cena, who's scaling back his schedule, becomes a part-time performer, he will not have to enhance?
See, I think it's insane to be able to, to be able to.
You're setting a precedent.
Yes.
Undertaker.
All these guys, you're setting a precedent.
And listen, I understand that this is a destructive thing to do to your body to make it look great now, but in later life, you're going to pay for it. It makes your bones brittle. All sorts of things go wrong and the thing is, obviously I'm beginning to believe now that Brock Lesnar may have been on things the whole time he was been wrestling part time for WWE,
It wouldn't surprise me now.
No.
I mean, you can't trust anything that's happened because he apparently wasn't tested. And I mean, when he first came out of UFC, he was not in as good a shape as he is. I mean, he was in great shape, don't get me wrong, but for this UFC event he was cut. He was in amazing shape.
Yeah.
And it didn't look that strange because he has to cut 30 pounds to fight in the octagon anyways, so you figure he just dropped all his water weight. But now
and the weirdest thing about it is what he tested positive for was the same thing that he berated John Jones for, same exact stuff. And his as well showed up in two different tests.
Yeah.
So it's like there was no asthma inhaler causing that.
No, that was the original. That was what one of his teammates said originally.
Yeah.
Was that it was an asthma inhaler, but it was an estrogen blocker.
Yes.
Which is used to cycle off of testosterone.
Because when you're on testosterone, it makes you have female traits that happen in guys. You know, and you know what I mean. You know, things that girls have that guys don't have happen.
Unless
to,
you're the Rock, in which case you just have him surgically removed.
Yeah, he is. But he was. Yeah, yeah. We're not going to talk about that. I think we're going to get in plenty of trouble if we mention just what the word we used before on the air. So, nevertheless. So I don't want people to give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. You know, I mean, does this matter to them at all? I mean, to me, it matters because, listen, someone like Roman Reigns is got to be steaming over this. You know, or someone like Randy Orton, who's got, what, two strikes, and then I think he had one taken off because, I don't know.
Oh, Randy Orton's had, like, seven strikes, according, if you listen to all the rumors.
Yeah, he's had quite a few strikes, but, I mean, he also, he went and took a defensive driver's course, and they took one of them off of it, so I think that's how it works.
Something like that.
You know, but... Sorry, I'm a jerk. Nevertheless, you know, but there's guys out there who are like on their last strike, and you know what? WWE is not going to care if they hit their last strike. You know, they're going to say, and Brock Lesnar's like, hey, I got my guy right around the corner here. You know, give me, you know, shot of Dr. Feelgood or whatever. You know, I don't know. What do you think, Lesnar? Do you care? You're a wrestling fan. You don't care about the stuff behind the scenes, right?
No, I care, but mostly I don't. I never liked Brock Lesnar to begin with, so I guess I'm kind of biased in that regard, but.
Well, the artiste sat here on 2 years for 2 straight years in the show hating the guy because he was a part-time guy. I would love to get the artiste to give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. Rob, I'd love to know what you think right now because, I mean, he finally gave in as Brock Lesnar. When he was a champion, towards the end of his championship run, when he last time he had it, he actually was on TV all the time and stuff, and he kind of, you know, circumvented that part-time position and became more of a full-time guy, and so it kind of, you know, redeemed himself in Rob's eyes. But this has got to throw him right back into, you know, the hateful area.
Well, I mean, I hate his part-time wrestling crap. Like, how come he just shows up and gets main events?
Well, you know why? Because I think UFC did that for him because the first UFC pay-per-view he's on drew 1 million buys, and then every other one he's been on has drawn 1 million buys, and so nobody else had that kind of drawing power. And Vince said, let's see if it works in the WWE, and he brought him back for one pay-per-view, and it's like, whoa, they had like great draws. So right now they shouldn't care because they got the network. They really shouldn't care, right?
But until this whole thing happened, and he added a dose of legitimacy. This is a guy who went out there and actually fought the fought in fights that people know aren't predetermined and beat people and showed that, hey, just because it's wrestling doesn't mean people can't do it.
It reminds me that we're going to have a guy who's a guy coming to town next weekend here who is much like that. A guy named Dan Severn is going to be in town. We'll talk about that later first, though, because we got Scott from Henrietta on the line. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Do we honestly think that John Cena isn't on some sort of enhancement?
I don't think he is. I honestly believe John Cena is legit.
He has too much chub around his waist area. If he's,
I mean,
bothering.
The only thing that bugs me about it is how quickly he seemingly recuperates and comes back from injury.
John Cena is a fluke. He's a perfect specimen. Some would say, you know, I mean, he. Because he live, eats, and breathes this, and he live, eats, and breathes physical, you know, healthiness, living right, and stuff. If it ever came out that he had something, then I would just be, it'd be like if Derek Jeter.
Yeah, it's Derek Jeter.
If Derek Jeter was ever caught in steroids, it'd be like, no way. And that's how I feel about John Cena.
It's come out that he's been involved in stuff, or at least his name's been dropped a couple times in a couple of investigations.
But I think he's also defended himself to the hilt every time someone is.
Yeah, I think people just drop his name just because he's John Cena.
Well, because he has, you know what it is a lot of times people can tell, like, you know, like Chael Sonnen, who's a ex-UFC guy. He can tell because of there's a texture of muscle that changes when you're using steroids to build muscles. It becomes more smooth than it is rigid. And there's a way you can, I don't know. I mean,
Chael Sonnen also knows firsthand.
Yeah, Chael Sonnen was on the stuff for quite a while.
He knows
for years.
A lot of those UFC fighters use the TRT treatments, the testosterone replacement treatments.
Because they burned it out doing steroids.
Yes.
Yeah, they burned it out doing the other stuff, you know, and if you use enough steroids, your body will stop producing testosterone. And then you really have problems. So that's why they're all on TRT. But I honestly believe in that John Cena is 100% legit. I can't say that about many other
things. I mean, he goes on a lot of things with his clean eating and everything like that. He works very hard for what he does, and I don't like John Cena, but I would be very, very shocked if it came out that he was using anything.
Yeah, me too. It's just because they do get tested, and he does get tested. And I mean, but yeah, I mean, you know, Brock Lesnar, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, because obviously it's probably something he's used back before they even had the wellness policy, you know?
It is leaving a very sour taste in my mouth, because I didn't want to be that guy, because I didn't want to honestly think that he would be capable of that, and it's just coming out more and more that, yes, he's failing left and right. I used to want to believe that some of that was freak athleticism, and now it just seems that, hey, he's a juicer. You know, he's right in there with everybody else from the 80s that, you know, you thought were freaks of nature, but were really just roided out of their heads. And
well, you know how in the world of pro wrestling, it's not how strong you are, it's how you look.
True. And you know, I actually got to be, when I was younger, when they were in town one time, I was in the gym with my stepbrother, and Macho Man was in there, and he was lifting. And he wasn't lifting more than my stepbrother was. My stepbrother was curling and benching and doing tons more than Macho. Macho was just doing stuff just to make himself look ripped.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. Lower weights, higher repetition. You know, it just makes a bulk in your muscle look better.
I'll put it this way. Mark Henry does not look like a physical specimen who, he looks fat. Mark Henry does hold world records for bodybuilding. And he was, until he hurt his back when he was younger, was on
pace. Not bodybuilding, he was weightlifting.
Weightlifting.
Yeah.
And the World's Strongest Man thing is legit. I was reading up on his history because I was bored one day, and if he didn't hurt his back before the 96 Olympics, he would have killed those coming off of a freestyle type competitions that he did when he was younger, and it's something people said couldn't be done. So just because you're super strong doesn't mean you're going to look ripped. These guys do it on purpose.
Oh, I know. It is rather disheartening. It was nice to see Orton take a snipe at him, although you're absolutely right. If it was anybody less on the roster, it wouldn't have happened, and either that or they'd probably be facing a death penalty with him coming back on Monday. It's just a rotten kind of thing, because we've had so much good in the last couple of weeks with wrestling that it's kind of like a dark spot. It's the one dark spot. I mean, there was a great Battleground pay-per-view. Bayley came back. There was a great week in the Cruiserweight Classic. It was a really good week, and this just seems to be just this little dark spot on the whole thing.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they address it on Monday when he is going to be there for Atlanta.
I know.
Especially since Orton's not supposed to be on Raw, because Orton's a SmackDown guy.
And I'd be interested to see if they actually give him a mic, and if Paul Heyman does show up, because I'm pretty sure Heyman doesn't have a contract right now. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, we heard that. Yeah, he doesn't have a contract. So, yeah, he's Paul Heyman. And you know what? But Paul Heyman, probably, maybe they're going to negotiate it. Who knows? We'll see what happens. I mean, they didn't mention him at all during the draft, so a lot of people...
Heyman's going to be my guy now.
He's going to be your guy? Apex Predator is going to be a Heyman guy?
I'm a Heyman girl.
All right. Uh-oh. What's going on there?
I'm about to be tackled by a little girl who just came home, so I gotta go, guys. You have a good week.
Take it easy, Scott, man. We appreciate the call. 222-1280, star 1280.
You know, I've been thinking a little bit. There's gotta be a mistake here. How in the world can Heath Slater not get drafted to Raw or SmackDown Live, huh?
Well, Miz, I was in the back. I heard your opening monologue, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I thought you were talking about me. So, I'm here. And by the way, hell of a job on the mic. You are awesome.
Thank you very much. I'm a trained professional.
Clearly, Miz, you're an expert with playing with yourself.
Got your workout playlist on repeat? With the new Verizon plan, you get 30% more data and more control on America's best network. You may even start using your workout playlist to work out. Maybe. Switch to Verizon today.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
And Mike North. Monday morning, 6 till 9, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
9 5 men will fall. And soon, I will truly have the whole world in my hand. Buffalo.
Hey guys, this is Mickey James, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. You might remember Mickey James, one-time women's champ and divas champ from WWE. TNA women's champ.
Great hugger.
Knockouts, yes. Oh, every time we saw her, she would hug us. I like that. Make me blush. Make Murph blush, too, man. Murph. But we like that. Hey, welcome back to the show. I want you to know we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door tonight and Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 201. Main event being Robbie Lawler battles Tyron Woodley. That'll be tonight starting at 10 o'clock. Get there early, watch the prelims, hang out with us. There's no cover for either place. No cover this for UFC 201. And we'll see you there tonight, 10 o'clock. Come hang out with me. We'll have a good time. I promise you that. I'm playing Sasha Banks music here because, hey, listen, she's a new champ, women's champ. Gotta love that.
I love it. I got her in Fantasy League.
Yeah, it was a surprise on Monday night. I thought that was pretty cool.
It was a good surprise.
It definitely was a good
surprise. That's why Raw outweighed SmackDown by a lot.
Yeah. I only have one issue with that match. So Sasha pulled the Eddie Guerrero thing, threw the belt to the female gremlin there, and pretended she hit her with it. Wouldn't that cause a disqualification?
Yeah, yeah. Unless that rule was thrown out and we didn't know about it.
I thought she was pretending she was coming at her with it.
I don't know. Maybe she's a part-time worker and those rules don't apply to her. Okay. I'll just throw that out there. Some other things that came out this past Monday, or actually this past Tuesday in Buffalo, Shane McMahon announced that SmackDown will have its own brand-only pay-per-view called Backlash September 11th. So that's pretty cool. So they got 20 wrestlers.
Sheldon Benjamin will be back by then.
Yeah, Sheldon Benjamin's going to go. When they showed the preview, people...
That was the biggest pop of the night right
there.
Was
that? They showed Sheldon Benjamin. They've got to bring his mama back.
Freaked out.
Mama Benjamin, friend of the show. Seen her a couple times. But yeah, he's coming back. And like I said, we mentioned a few times, there's some other names that will be coming
back.
You
know what's interesting about
Jinder Mahal was signed. He's going to be on Raw, apparently.
You know what's interesting about that date for that pay-per-view?
It's the September 11th, man.
Well, September 11th,
Patriots Day.
It was also the original date for Bound for Glory for TNA.
Oh, and that's why TNA changed it?
Yes.
Yeah, see, they never explained why they changed the date back to October. They were going to move it to September.
It was the original date was September 11th. They even promoted it a couple weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
Having it on demand on Pop TV is awesome.
Yeah, so see, I don't have that. How can you get that?
I don't know.
Where do you find it? I mean, I'm a Time Warner
channel,
customer.
Channel... 1002. I go down to where it says Pop TV, and they've got like three shows.
I want my Pop TV.
And Impact's one of them.
I want my Pop TV. Okay, sorry. I'm just throwing it. I watch the show every week. I just don't watch it on Pop TV. I will say that. I enjoy the broken Matt Hardy, okay?
That's yes.
Yes.
You start up the show with him every week. That's fine, you know? And what's the name of his boat? I can't remember. he named his boat.
Yeah.
The broken boat that saved him from the fireballs getting shot at by Jeff Hardy. So.
It's his lifesaver.
Yes.
Senior Benjamin's awesome, too.
Senior Benjamin is definitely great. But
I want him to prepare my house for Massacre.
By the way, Brock Lesnar is going to be on Monday Night Raw. Please, if you're there, boo him. Tell him, test him. Test him before he comes out. You know, just.
I have a feeling there's going to be a bunch of signs confiscated.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Test the man. Test them. But like we said, Jinder Mahal has signed a new deal with WWE to show up on Raw. Curtis Hawkins, Brian Myers is going to be a SmackDown wrestler. I read his other names. Melina is coming back. Remember Melina? Eminem?
She was with Morrison.
She still is with him, apparently. And by the way, Renee is still with Dean Ambrose. You guys all said a couple weeks ago, she's not. She's still with him.
Well, Paige is still with Alberto Del Rio, too, despite evidence to the contrary last week.
What contrary? No one wants them to be together.
No one wants them together, but she had pulled all references to him from her Instagram and Twitter last week, and then this week put a big heartfelt thank you to her poppy.
Okay. Oh, she's got the tattoo, right?
Yeah.
So, did you guys talk about, was it Melina, Tommy Dreamer, MVP, and Carlito have all been talks to return to WWE? Those are some of the names that might just be popping up. Did you guys talk about the Real Booty O's cereal? last week? Because I wasn't here last week because I was with the men's.
We talked about it, and we talked about how none of us could probably afford $11.69 a box for a box of cereal.
Yeah, but
doesn't it come with a shirt?
No, the shirt with the shirt, it's $25.99.
Okay, so yeah, so well, you know, I mean, it seems more reasonable because you spend more than that at a live show to buy a T-shirt. Sometimes
I think they're like $25.
What kind of cereal is it? Do you guys know what kind of cereal it
I'm
is?
I'm guessing it's going to be kind of like Lucky Charms.
It looks like, to me, it looks like Frosted Cheerios. I don't know. If anybody knows.
There's got to be marshmallows involved.
I hope so. Unicorn marshmallows,
yes.
Right? 222-1280, star 1280, give us a call. Tell us if you know what kind of, I mean, I just want to know what the Bootio's cereal is. Got a couple of texts from people today. One, what happened in the Orton match on SmackDown? Looked like he was hurt, or was it a work? Oh, they were working his shoulder because that's what he went out for 9 months for. He's fine. He just, you know, they wouldn't let him come back in if that shoulder wasn't 100%. So, some other thing. John Cena would lose his huge contract deal with hefty garbage bags if he was caught using steroids. Yeah, I would agree so. I would agree. Can't wait to see those commercials start. Is he going to get, like, trapped in a hefty bag and not be able to get out? You know, you'll see him punching in it and stuff, you know? I don't know. I should write these things, you know? 222-1280, star 1280. Thanks for the text there, Chris from Brighton. We always appreciate your 2 cents. Please send more. Another thing, former WWE Tough Enough competitor, ZZ. You remember Tough Enough last year when they had ZZ was kind of like the lazy guy with the alligators and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, he'd been released from WWE NXT, so
that's not surprising at all after watching Breaking Ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
he just refused to put any work in.
Yeah. He seems like the guy. I'm not going to say he's lazy, but he seems like kind of like a lazy guy. Okay. Because I watched the Tough Enough. I enjoyed that show immensely. Even after Hogan was taken off of it, you know. I definitely enjoyed that immensely. I'm still looking for a Hogan reappearance, too, in WWE. I would not be surprised if that would happen sometime soon. His name is allowed to come up now, so, you know, after winning that lawsuit and whatnot, you know. Maybe he's loaning them some money now.
I don't think he'll see that money from that lawsuit. Not most of it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the lawsuit that was keeping him off TV.
I know. But just things are surrounding the lawsuit.
Yeah.
So, some other news. Fox has renewed the American Grit competition show that John Cena hosted. It really did terrible in the ratings, which I'm surprised that they're renewing it.
Nothing does good in ratings anymore.
No. Well, yeah, it's true. But, they look at people who DVR stuff and then add that to the ratings. That's why TNA, or that's why a lot of the shows do so much better. Like, I watched a show called... what's it called? Heroes of Tomorrow or something. I can't remember. It's like a DC comic TV show. And it's like, it didn't really do that great. But if you added its DVR numbers up to its rating numbers, it was a pretty good number. So they brought it back. They're bringing it back for a second season. But
the thing with American Grit, too, is also a part-time show.
Yeah.
So it just fills in like a half season.
So he doesn't get tested when he's doing that show then?
Nobody has to be tested.
Okay, nobody gets tested on those part-time shows. All right, some other news. TNA World Heavyweight Champion Bobby Lashley now holds the X Division title, and he spoke on TV last week, and his mission is to win all the titles. He's doing a Lance Storm from WCW.
That's great.
Yeah, Lance Storm, what do you have? Like three titles? He had nothing major. He didn't have the heavyweight, but
he didn't have the heavyweight, but he had the U.S. title, which he renamed the Canadian.
Yeah.
He had the cruiserweight.
Yeah.
Which he renamed the 200. No, 100
200 kilograms and under or something like that. Yeah. And he had the, did he have the hardcore title too?
I think so.
Yeah. So that's what Bobby Lashley's in the process of doing. It would not surprise me if he does not take every title, including the tag titles eventually. So we got to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. We got one more segment. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Got your workout playlist on repeat? With the new Verizon plan, you get 30% more data and more control on America's best network. You may even start using your workout playlist to work out. Maybe. Switch to Verizon today.
Oreo Thins are a thin twist on the Oreo cookie you love. And if you like adjectives, we've got more. Crisp and delicate. Let's throw in tasty. Beautiful? Oreo Thins might be as fun to describe as they are to eat.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa Know How.
Patrick, and he talks sports with you Monday, 9 till noon, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey, this is Medusa, M-A-D-U-S-A. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. Ooh, ouch. On 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. That's Medusa. You might remember her as the woman who dumped the women's belt from WWE on WCW television in the garbage, which they showed when she was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Of course.
That's like her most famous moment.
I know. That's M-A-D-U-S-A, right? Medusa. Welcome back to the show. I've got another... someone just texted me about... They said, what happened to the winner from Tough Enough, Sarah Lee? Has she been on NXT?
I think she's been training on there. I don't think she's been on, though.
Yeah.
Maybe once as an enhancement talent. I'm not sure.
Yeah. She was the one who, like, always... Paige had this thing against during the whole Tough Enough season. She was like, you're not doing enough.
I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing more females come... You know, they're going... They just got rid of their entire lot of female competitors down in NXT... Except for Asuka and Bayley, so you'll see more names popping up.
Well,
so.
Bayley showed up on the pay per view last week. Thoughts on that?
I mean, it was a one time thing, according to everybody.
You think so?
She'll be up in November.
Did you hear the crowd go nuts when she came out?
That's because she should be up there already.
Yes,
she should have been the first up. But I think they're going to make her the first two time champion, and then she can come up.
Yeah, I was going to say, also, there's some bigger names down in NXT that definitely could come up to WWE. Austin Aries, Samoa Joe.
Austin Aries could come up when they get the cruiserweight thing down.
And that won't happen. And the cruiserweights are going to be on Monday Night Raw, and that won't happen until this tournament's over.
Which is on air until September.
So, sometime after September, then the cruiserweight. They did show a preview of them, though. So, we got to see some of their high-flying moves and everything from the tournament.
And if you watched this week, you got to see not necessarily the high flying moves, but you got to see some great technical wrestling from Zack Sabre Jr. and Drew Gulak and a bunch of guys you're going to know the names of because they will be in NXT.
And Drew Gulak, I mean, these guys are around this town here. They wrestled.
Chances are you've probably seen a lot of these guys around.
And speaking of around here, we have the Home Runs and Headlocks 5 coming here to Rochester next weekend. I did draw that up on Facebook because I wanted to talk a little bit about it because we're going to have some big names in town just a week from today. In fact, I'll tell you something. I talked to one of them on the phone for quite a while, one of the guys who's going to be in town. But some of the guys that are coming to town, and this is 1 week from today, it's going to be at a place called, hold on a second. It's going to be at a, where's this place called?
Premier Sports Center, Premier, Western New York.
Premier Sport. It's in Webster.
Yes.
And it's a week from today, and some of the names coming to town, you're going to see Dirty Dutch Mantel. You might know him better as
Zeb Coulter.
Zeb Coulter. He's going to be in town. Also, you're going to see the Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Lombardi, in town. And I actually talked with him on the phone a couple times this past week. And hopefully we're going to have him on next week. I know he's taking on Mark Haas. And Mark Haas is going to join us in the studio next week.
Sweet.
So we're going to have a little reunion here of RCW.
Oh, Adam went to school with him.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, but Mark Haas will be up here joining us in the studio next week. And maybe we'll have Steve Lombardi come on. who else did I see was coming? There's a couple other names. Let's see. I'm not looking at the whole thing right now, but there's on the poster alone, there was
Dan Severn.
Dan the Beast Severn. I started talking about that earlier. Legitimate MMA fighter, pro wrestler.
NWA world champion many times over.
Spent some time in the WWE, had a falling out with him. We've been on the show. He was one of our first guests we've ever had on this show. And Dan Severn, he might be on the phone with us next week too. So we got a bunch of guys. This is a huge show.
Busy week next week.
I know. We got a huge show coming up next week. Not that I say this week isn't too bad. It's nice to talk with you folks about the world of pro wrestling. But, next week we're going to be, you know, Steve Lombardi. I was talking to him and man, what a great guy he is. And he has, you know, he
was just released from a 30-year contract.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's a lot of fun and I'm definitely looking forward to talking with him next week. But, you know, we're just about the end of the show. So I want to thank everybody for coming on. Thank you, Danger Boy. And, thank you, Apex Predator for joining us today.
Always.
You know, the other guys, Mark, of course, and Mark, Fantasia played out last night. So that gives him a bye and a pass.
We were all there.
Yeah, and Danny is at Red Rocks. He went to Red Rocks last night with his wife to see the Avant Brothers, right?
Yes. That is an acceptable reason.
Yeah, that, without a doubt. It was their birthday present, so right. It makes sense.
Mark,
so,
not acceptable.
Yeah, Mark, what's your problem? Come on. We were out there last night, and you disappeared when the Nirvana band came on, bro. But next week's going to be an exciting show with all these guys coming to town and everything, and it'll be a lot of fun. And but there was one piece of news I really wanted to get to, and I don't think I've gotten past. Let's see. We got less than a minute. Eh.
Nikki Bella's coming back.
Boo.
Well, that wasn't the news I was thinking of. Don't forget, Raw's going to be at First Niagara Center in Buffalo November 14th. You can get tickets now. And we'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for listening. Feel the pain.
Today's forecast for the